Okay, good morning once again.
So, how is camp so far? You enjoying it? Parang ayaw niyo sumagot ngayon. Nangangati pa yata. May na-victimize ba? Okay, so sige. So, kung medyo tahimik tayo ngayon, it's okay. Wala namang problem sa akin yun. But anyway, we will continue with our discussions, and for this time, I have this topic to speak to you this morning. Sometimes, we tend to be maybe complacent, or maybe parang we don't want to really reach yung maximum potential or full potential natin. Okay na sa atin yung kung ano lang yung maibibigay natin na according to how we are comfortable with, no? Okay na yan. Sino ba yung may mga ganyang katwiran? Pwede na yan. Pagka gumagawa kayo ng project, sino dito yung gumagawa ng project na kapag ka iniisip mo yung project mo, I want to give my best here. Sino yung ganyan ng, oh, very good. O, sino naman dito yung pagka gumagawa ng project, pwede na to, tsak, mas maganda na to kaysa sa iba. Pag nagmamadali pa, lalo na, no? Yung, okay na yan, papasa na kay teacher yan. Yan. I know, I have been a teacher for several years. Both elementary, high school, and even college. Pare-pareho pa rin ang attitude, ano? Pwede na yan. Sometimes I would even comment, I believe you can do better. Why settle for this? No? Kasi, you know, sometimes, okay na sa atin yun kahit kaya pa natin itaas ng level. Now, I want to challenge you this morning that when it comes to God, to performing for God, to doing your best in your life for God, syempre, we want to persevere. Gusto natin maibigay yung best really natin for our God. Okay, next. Yan. Let us all read this together. Okay, beginning with Hebrews. Ready? Go. Hebrews 12 verse 1. Okay, thank you. And including verse 2 na rin, ano. But I want us to focus more on that italicized phrase. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Okay, next. Here's the thing. The Bible tells us that as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are running a race. Okay? We need perseverance so we can finish successfully the race set before us. So your life actually is parang likened to a race that you are running. No? How you conduct your life is actually how you run the race. That's the idea. And as young people, you also have a race set before you. You are just starting. You need to continue on with perseverance. So you are parang a little over lang sa starting point. Nasa ganung stage pa lang. Nagsisimula. Just starting. And maybe many of us, when we started, yung we started really well, diba? To some, they started na parang medyo lousy. To some, they started na slow. To some, they started very fast. But how did you start your Christian life? How did you start your relationship with God? It's actually how you started your race, according to this. Okay? So, next. Ayan. Perseverance then, okay, it is a continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, and opposition. Yan. Of course, if you run the race, may mga difficulties, right? Now, in our lives as well, there are difficulties, there are hardships, and we need to really persevere. Without perseverance, chances are we will all give up. So we need to do this. We need to include this one in our attitude in running the race. Okay. Proposition. The Lord has provided us with everything that we need to accomplish
His purpose in our life. We must therefore cooperate with Him and persevere to achieve success. But you know what? Here's a good thing. Even though we are running the race, we are living our lives here in this world. One thing that we can be assured of. With God, He has given us everything that we need. And He will provide everything that we will still need along the way so that we can achieve success. The only thing that we need to do now is to cooperate. To let the Lord work in us and through us. Okay? So let us work with the Lord. Some of the things that I want to challenge you with, okay, in perseverance, this one. What do you see there? Okay? It says there, take the first step. Yeah. Of course, it is said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Eh, hindi ka naman makakarating kung saan kung hindi ka magsisimulang maglakad eh. Am I right? So, in your relationship with God, in our relationship with God, the most important thing is to take that first step, that step of faith. Maybe you are thinking, Pastor, medyo hindi ko alam if I can do it eh. Hindi ko alam if I can be a good Christian. Hindi ko alam if I can live my life the way that God wants me to do. Hindi ko alam if God will be pleased with my life later on. No, don't bother yourself with so many things like that. Just think of taking that single step first. Okay? Because then and only then you can know and you'll be able to know where God will be able to take you. Eh kung hindi ka magte-take ng first step, hanggang dyan ka lang. Hindi ka makakaalis. But take that first step and you will notice God is bringing you somewhere else. Especially to the center of His will. He might be bringing you here, there, and there. And He will guide you with the direction that He wants. Okay, so take that first step. Don't be afraid to take the first step. Second is, continue to train well. Yan. Continue to train well. Meaning, di ba pagka runner ka, hindi ka naman po pwedeng tatakbo ka na lang agad, ano? Sino dito sa inyo ang varsity or maybe player ng school? Okay, good. Marami. No? O, sino dito yung runner? Runner. Ayan. May training ba kayo? Definitely, meron. Hindi po pwedeng wala. No? I remember, kapag ka naglalaro ng basketball, kailangan din tumatakbo. And before, I can run. Run. I can even play basketball when I was in the seminary. I can even play basketball 3 sets in 1 afternoon. But when I graduated, little by little, gained weight and so on and so forth, no? I found myself walking in the court. Lakad na lang. My last basketball game, okay? Actually, last Sunday, the reason why we're late in coming, we have a basketball team. I also coach that basketball team. We have a league in the school. And I have to stay for a while to finish the game for them, to coach them. I'm now coaching na lang because the last time I played, maybe 3 Sundays ago, I was forced to play because there are only 4 players of our team who came. And definitely, pagka ganun, madedefault kami. So sabi na sa akin, Pastor, sige na, maglaro ka na kahit sandali lang. Or tayo ka lang doon, makomplete lang kami 5. Sabi ko, pambihira naman to. Tayo na lang ang gagawin ko, basketball yun ha. Okay. Anyway, sabi ko, sige, I'll try. So pumasok ako. 1 quarter, no? Every time na makakashoot ng ball on one team or the other team, I'd go to the sidelines and put eyes on the back of my head. High blood ako eh. So hindi po pwede sa akin napapagod ng gusto. And after the middle of the second quarter, I need to go out na. My blood pressure when I checked was 200 plus na. So sabi ko, sabi ko dun sa driver dun sa school namin, be ready. If something happens to me, bring me to Makati Med. Okay. Pero anyway, I left middle of second quarter. And you know what? Wala akong ginagawa nun. Halos lakad lang, pabalik-balik. But sometimes, kasi kailangan mo rin dahil kapag ka, they pass you the ball, hindi ka naman pwedeng lalakad ka lang. So sometimes napipilitan ka rin tumakbo. And that's what happened to me actually. No, yung mind mo gusto pa, sa isip mo kaya pa, pero yung body mo hindi na sumusunod. Nagkakaroon na ng problema. Why? Training. Wala nang training eh.
No? Before, kung mag-exercise, tsaka kung mag-train, regularly, nagpe-play ng basketball almost every afternoon. Ngayon, kung kailan na lang maisipan, tapos pupunta ka doon without even stretching, no? Eh, talagang ganun ang mangyayari. Now, sa mga runners, pwede bang walang training? Hindi. You need to train very well, di ba? Kailangan yung body mo, yung everything ng whole system ng katawan mo, your mind, your body, the coordinations with your feet and all that, kailangan maganda. Otherwise, hindi ka makakapag-perform ng mabuti. So you need to continue to train well. The same thing in your Christian life, no? When you follow the Lord, you need to train yourselves with the things that will make you ready for the experiences in life. Meaning, take time to read God's word. Take time to pray to God. Take time to spend with people close to God or people with relationship with God so that you get advice, you get counsel, words that can inspire you and encourage you, and you can be prepared for the experiences in life that you are going to have. That's the kind of training that we want, no? Another one, not only to train well, accept the hard work. Yan. Eh, mahirap talaga eh, no? Kahit paano mo isipin, training, wala namang training na madali eh. And even in Christian life, wala ring training na madali. No? I remember, sino sa inyo dito ang nagbabasa ng Bible regularly? When I say regularly, not yearly ah. Pastor, regular din naman yun eh. Yearly nga lang. No, I mean every day. Oh, good. Every week. Good, pag nasa church pastor, no? Magbabasa ng Bible. Okay. You know, kailangan may training kang ganyan. Madali ba yung nagbabasa ng Bible every day? Meron akong group, in my group, parents sila, no, under my group. And we have this fellowship that we have assignment. Ang assignment ng group namin is to read the Bible every day. One chapter lang, one chapter a day. For example, we're in Genesis, we will read one chapter a day, so 7 chapters in a week. So when we meet for next week, you will have to share the things that you have learned for each chapter. Pero sabi ko, to lessen the time, one chapter lang yung isi-share mo. Sometimes nahihirapan pa, one chapter na nga lang yung isi-share. Kasi, pastor, ang hirap mag-devotion. Tama ba? Meron bang madali, nadadalian dyan yung everyday kang magda-devotion? Sometimes ang hirap, ano? When will you do it? In the morning, iniisip mo, pagbangon mo, magbibihis na ako agad kasi malilate na or things that I need to prepare to go to work or to school. Tapos pag nasa work ka or nasa school ka, niisip mo assignment mo o kaya yung task mo sa responsibilities mo sa work. Pag uwi mo naman ng bahay, what happens? Eh, kakain ka, gusto mo, syempre, mag-relax-relax muna. Relax-relax muna. Mamaya iisip mo, magbabasa ka ng Bible, naanto ka na. No? Ano nang gagawin mo ngayon? Bukas na lang. Siguro 2 chapters na lang bukas. Babawi na lang ako tomorrow. May ganyan ba? Babawi na lang ako 2 chapters. Minsan nga pagka nagpe-pray, ganun din eh. Overnight prayer. Alam niyo yung overnight prayer? Magpe-pray ngayon, maybe 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, no? Ang amen nun, 5 a.m. na. Does that happen to you? Nag-pray. Tapos nakatulog. Tapos naala, ay, nagpe-pray nga pala ako. Ay, alas 5 na ng umaga. Pagod na kasi. Sometimes, devotions are like that as well. Nagbabasa ka ng Bible and then umiikot na yung paningin mo, tulog. Medyo mahirap din. But, you know what? Training, hard work talaga eh. We need to accept that there are hard works that we need to exert. Efforts that we need to exert. Okay, next. Yan. Hindi nakalagay dyan. No? Don't be afraid to try. Yan. This is actually a picture. Yung nasa left side, my son. He is, I think, 3 or 4 years old by this time. Okay. This is in Enchanted Kingdom. No? Etong boy na to, no? He's really not afraid to try. When we get to Enchanted Kingdom, parang pagpasok mo, eto yung unang-unang mo makikita sa left side. Eh. I was surprised na wala ka agad sa tabi ko. Nandun na. Tapos nagpapalagay na siya ng... Sabi, no, can you really do it? I can do this, Dad. Tapos, you know what? This one, almost malapit na dun sa, ano, ayaw niya nung mababa lang. Gusto niya mataas. And he even shouts, higher, higher, higher. Ganyan nakataas, he even shouts higher. He's not really afraid to try. Parang sa isip niya, kayang-kaya niya lang. Another one. That one. That's in MOA. You know yung parang zipline na yan sa MOA? That was around from 11:30 to 12 in the evening na. No? Pauwi na kami niyan eh. Na nagre-rest lang kami dun sa isang tabi. Then I bought them some hot dog sandwiches. Sabi ko, before we go home. Nakita niya, may dumadaan na pa ganun. Dad, I want to try that. No, you can't do that. No, I can do that. No, you can't. Then nagpipilitan kami ganun. I want to try. No. Maya-maya, nakita ko. What are you doing? I'm just taking a look. Taking a look down, naglalakad-lakad lang. Mamaya tumakbo, kasi ano yan eh, yung may pahagdanan, nandun yung ano yan sa may hagdanan, nandun yung pinaka-base. Tumakbo papunta ron. Habol naman ako, iniisip ko, nako magkano ba entrance na ito? Tapos isa pa, iniisip, kakayanin ba niya? And the thing is, hindi ko naman siya papayagang mag-isa lang dyan. Diba? Eh, sino sasama sa kanya? Naku po, iniisip ko na, eto na. High blood nga eh. Anyway, pagdating doon, sabi ko, pupunta ako doon. Iniisip ko, hahabulin ko para pagdating doon, when I see yung mga taong nag-ooperate, sabihin ko, sabihin nyo, mahal, expensive. Ganun lagi yung katwira namin, expensive eh. Sabi ko, oh no, you can't do that. Why? It's expensive. Oh dad, he said it's not. Nauna na, nakipag-usap na pala. Eto na ngayon, napilitan na akong sabi ko, I want to do it alone. No, I'll go with you. Iniisip-isip ko, kaya ko kaya to. Pero anyway, kailangan ko siyang samahan. Habang nilalagay sa amin yung harness, sabi ko, ako kinakabahan eh. Tinanong ko siya, sabi ko, Jed, are you okay? You just tell daddy if you're not okay, ah. It's okay to turn back. No? Sabi ko, it's okay to turn back. You just tell daddy if you're not okay. It's okay to turn back. Sabi sa akin, I'm cool, dad. Patay tayo dyan. Paano tayo ngayon aatras niyan? And then while we are having, tingnan mo naman, masayang-masaya pa siya. Wala na akong magawa. Nakisaya na rin ako. In-enjoy ko na rin yung moment. And when we get to the point na, eto na, tapos na, he said, Dad, I want another time. Sabi ko, no. We're going home. No more money. Ayun na lang. Wala nang pera. He's really not afraid to try. And I was thinking, bakit yung isang kid na kagaya niya, may ganong kind ng attitude. Not afraid to try something. But you know what? When we were in Cali Raya, naglalakad lang kami, may swimming pool. All of a sudden, he jumped in. And that is, I think, 6 or 7 feet. He jumped in. Sabi ko, anong gagawin ko? Eh, di talon din ako. Tapos, bakit yung boy na to, sobrang parang, And I was thinking, sabi ko, siguro maybe because kasama niya ako. Maybe because when he's with me, he feels like he's safe. He feels like daddy will catch me or daddy will help me and things like that. And you know what? That's what I would like to tell you as well. Don't be afraid to try new things for God because God is with you and God can help you. God can actually cause you to succeed. You know, the only way that you can know that you can do something is if you try it. Eto, kaya ko lang nalaman na kaya niya yung mga ganyan kasi talaga namang nasubok na niya. Diba? Nasubok na niya. The next one that he wanted to try is in Cali Raya Recreation Center. Yung bike na nasa taas, yung gumaganon sa taas, sabi ko, nako, wag na itong makikita talaga. Gusto na niyang itry bago kami umuwi when we were there. Sabi ko, wag na muna. Kasi sobrang taas na nun eh. Nasa taas na nagbabike. O bakit hindi ganun ka takot? Bakit ko nalaman na kaya niya pala? Because I let him. He's not afraid to try. Now God will also let you do and try something for Him so that, not for God ah, because He knows that you can. It will be for you so that you know that you can do it for Him. Don't be afraid to try. Halimbawa, ano ba yung sinasabi mong don't be afraid to try, Pastor? Oh, in God, what kind of service can you do? Dati, can I sing for God? Hindi ko kaya yan. Tingnan mo, ang gagaling nila magpakanta ako, hindi ko kaya yan. Can I teach for God? ko, hindi ko kaya yan. Paniniwalaan ba ako ng mga students ko pagka ako magtuturo? You know, when I was a young age like you, I didn't know that I can do things like this. That I can teach, that I can preach. Unless, or until that time, when yung cell group leader namin hindi dumating, kami-kami lang ng mga members, and we decided to pursue yung aming group meeting. And we were asking, oh, sino magli-lead sa atin? Ikaw na. No. Ako naman nun, sabi ko, hindi ko kaya, hindi ko alam paano. Basta, ikaw na, subukan mo. And we tried. We prayed. We tried. After a while, I find myself volunteering in teaching ministries. I never thought I can teach preschoolers. Akala ko, ang kaya ko lang turuan, mga college or high school or elementary, at least elementary. Pero yung mga preschoolers, I never thought I can teach them as well. Pero somehow, God gives you opportunity, God gives you strength and abilities, and if you're not afraid to try, if you're not afraid to go for it, for God's glory, you'll find out, kaya ko pala. Kasi si God naman na nagbibigay sa akin ng kakayanan. Okay, next. Oh, this one. Ain't that cool? Find ways to do better. Actually, when they say impossible, it is impossible. Impossible just means you haven't found the solution yet. And this is a new way of defining impossible. Impossible means you just haven't found the solution yet. Huwag mong isipin hindi mo kaya. Ang isipin mo lang, hindi ko lang nakikita pa yung solution sa problemang yan or sa situation na yan. Look at this one. Oh, nakapag-innovate, nakagawa ng paraan. Nagawa niya ang gusto niya. Because he wants to do it. Because he aims for something. Now, in your case, find ways to do better. Kung hindi mo nagawa ng mabuti to in this time, you know, sasabihin ko sa inyo, and I will share this with you, kala nyo ba, nag-start yung mga kagaya namin, okay na agad? When I started, ang dami ring setbacks, ang dami ring failures. There were times nga na ayoko na eh, kasi parang feeling ko, kahiyahiya yung ginawa ko. Feeling ko parang nakakahiya naman, hindi yata okay. May mga ganun talaga eh. There are times, tinry ko rin magpakanta, tinry ko rin mag-song lead. Pero doon talaga, nakakahiya eh, hindi ko na inuulit. Ayoko na, sabi ko nga, magpipreach na lang ako or magtiteach na lang ako, kayo na bahala sa pagpapakanta. But would I know kung hindi ko sinubukan? Sinubukan ko rin yon. If God will use me there, sabi ko, I'll give myself. Kaya lang, hindi ko talaga kaya. So I find other ministries and I found myself in the teaching ministry. Dito ako ginagamit ni Lord. So here I am doing it for God's glory. Okay? This one, perseverance. Pursue your goal. Alam niyo yung laro na yan? Inabot niyo pa ba yan? Ah, inabot niyo pa. Oh, very good. Akala ko hindi na eh. Niloloko ko ng mga students ko sa mga teope. Pagka nag- You know this? Hindi na namin nabot yan. No? Sobra, no? Anyway, kayo, buti na lang inabot niyo pa. Anong napansin niyo sa game na yan? Every time na lang matatapos mo yung level, anong sinasabi? But our princess is in another castle. Di ba parang nakakainis yan? Yung pagkatapos mo ng level, akala mo nandun na, sabihin another castle, teka muna sandali, pagdating mo dun sa another castle na naman, ilang castles pa meron yung princess na yan? Or at least yung nag-capture dun sa princess na yan, bakit ang dami-daming castles na pinagtataguan? Hindi mo makita, hindi mo mahanap. Parang hindi mo siya maabutan. Do you know that feeling? Hinahabol mo, pero hindi mo maabutan. But you know what perseverance is about? Perseverance is if you cannot reach it at one try, do it in another try. If not, do it the third time. If not, continue on hanggang sa makuha mo siya. Eventually, the time will come and you'll say, dead end na, eto na. But you know, you can never really reach the princess kung titigil ka na sa level na wala pa siya. Tama ba? So pursue your goal. If you really want to accomplish something for God, pursue it kahit na medyo mahirap siyang gawin. Okay? Yan. Never give up. Never give up. There's a saying that goes like this. Winners never quit. And quitters never win. If you will quit now, you can never win. But if you don't quit, you give yourself a chance, an opportunity to win. Am I right? So don't quit. You know, at our age, no, hindi pa naman siguro kami masyadong malayo sa inyo, pero kahit papaano, medyo above na rin. Ano. We've experienced things na parang dead end na. It's like, this is over. I give up. Things like that. Pero I found out something. I discovered something. Even if you look at it as a dead end, if you will not give up, the Lord will show you ways that you haven't thought of, that you haven't imagined to get you out of that situation and allow you to move on. What's the secret? Just don't give up. Just don't give up. Because if you give up already, you're also giving up to what God can do for you. You're also giving up to Him. So huwag kayong mag-give up para hindi rin naman si God mag-give up sa atin. Kasi wala na siyang magagawa kung tayo ayaw na. Okay? So don't give up. Yan. Lastly, this one. Perseverance or persevere equals success. Talking about perseverance, here's my eldest son, ano, si Jed. The one na kasama ko dun sa zipline. At the start, our goal is to actually help him get an honor at the end of the school year. Okay? This was his kinder 2 or, yeah, parang kinder 2 niya yata yun. And then, sabi namin, with the Chinese class, hindi na natin yun kaya. So, we'll help you with the English class, with your English curriculum, with your English subjects, under DepEd prescribed subjects, will help you. Kasi English, math, Filipino, science, and things like that. So, hinahelp namin siya. Sabi ko, Jed, we challenge you to be an honor student dito. So, gusto naman niya. Natutuwa naman siya. And I really took time. Ako nag-tutor sa kanya. Wala siyang tutor sa English. Pero sa Chinese, syempre, hindi namin yun kaya. Wala nga akong alam eh. Actually, ngayon, mas marami pa siyang alam. Bigla na lang sasabihin niya sa akin, Dad, you know what this in Chinese? Oh, I don't know. And then, sila nung sister niya mag-uusap from time to time, Jed, what is this in Chinese? And then, maya-maya naman, Chloe, what is this in Chinese? Nakakatawa sila, pero ako hindi na makasagot. Nakikinig na lang ako sa kanila. Here, we challenged him to be an honor student. We didn't know yung kanyang capabilities. Until nung recognition na, and we were told, Pastor, tsaka si Jed po, honor po siya sa English. Oh, tuwa na kami. Wow. Eh, somehow, we expect naman kasi maganda yung performance niya. Eh. And then sinabi pa sa akin, pati po sa Chinese. What? Opo, pati po sa Chinese. Kaya yung recognition niya, dalawa yung kanyang medal. Ano? Isa sa English at tsaka isa sa Chinese. We never thought that he can do it. In fact, I'm not saying na ganun kabobo yung anak ko na hindi niya kaya. What I'm saying is, I'm not expecting much kasi iniisip ko, we're not Chinese. Sa bahay namin, walang nagsasalita ng Chinese. Paano siya matututo ng Chinese that way? No? Unlike sa mga classmates niya, may tutor na, pagdating sa bahay, parents nila nag-uusap pa ng Chinese. Pero alam ko marami rin namomroblema sa ano. No? Kaya nga lang, parang it's easier for them compared to us. But when he got this, sabi ko, wow. That's what perseverance can do to us. With God's help, if you persevere, if you don't give up with God, He will help you. He will really help you. Recently, this year, nagkaroon na kami ng problem. Sabi ko, siguro eto na talaga. Kasi, honor student siya nung past year, nung first quarter niya this year, ang grade niya is just passing. And I was saying, what happened to you? And I think we have some problems with siguro coping up na. Kasi baka mas mabibigat na yung level, no? Pabigat na ng pabigat. Sabi, it's okay lang kung hindi mo talaga kaya. Anyway, hindi naman tayo naghahangad na maging honor ka sa Chinese curriculum or Chinese subject. The important thing is you'll be able to pass it. But we challenge him. Pero Jed, maybe you can still go a little higher naman. Kasi you've been an honor before. And guess what? after 3 quarters more, yung grade niya almost 90 na ulit. No, tumaas na ng tumaas. From passing, tumaas na ulit ng tumaas. And we're saying, if you will really persevere, if you will really continue to move on and go on, you will see the fruits of your labor, the hard work, if you will not give up. Now, I challenge you with this. Many things you will encounter as a Christian, as a young Christian maybe. There will be friends that will mock you. There will be people that will not believe in you. There will be people that will turn their backs on you. Kasi iniisip nila, dati hindi ka naman ganyan, ha? Bakit ngayon ganyan ka na? There will be people who will hate you maybe for what you are saying. You know what? Sometimes akala natin yung hine-hate lang yung mga gumagawa ng masama. We found out that in this world, pati yung gumagawa ng mabuti, hine-hate din. Kanino ka galit? Sa nagsisinungaling o sa nagsasabi ng totoo? Sabihin ko sa inyo, kanino ka galit? Sa nagsasabi ng totoo o sa nagsisinungaling? Sa nagsisinungaling, pastor. Sa iba naman, depende po yun, pastor. You know why it's depende? Kapag ka favorable sa akin, dapat magsabi siya ng totoo. Pagka ikakapahama ko at nagsabi pa siya ng totoo, magagalit din ako. Tama ba? Sa mga magkakaibigan, for example, talaga, sinabi niya yon. Sabi mo nga, ano sinabi niya? Ano sinabi niya? O ano? Eh kung masama yung sinabi ng friend mo tungkol sa kanya, ano gagawin mo? Mag-aaway yun pag sinabi mo yung totoo. Things like that. You will be put in situations that you don't like, but you are forced to actually choose between doing what is good or what is right and doing what is compromising in this world. But if you will persevere, if you will continue on, that is where training, that is where not giving up comes in. Because you know, God will continue to help you. Ako noon, sabi ko sa inyo, yung mga barkada ko, bigla akong iniwanin. Bigla akong minamak. Bigla akong niloloko because hindi na nila ako nakakasama sa mga dati naming ginagawa. But God replaced them with new friends. With friends that I can talk to now with my faith. Friends with the same mindsets, same values in life. Pag nagpe-praise God ako or nagpe-praise the Lord, wala nang nagmamak sa akin kasi pare-pareho na kami. Things like that. But you know, in this world, you cannot always find people na agree lagi sa sinasabi mo. Kaya ang gusto ko, ang challenge ko sa inyo, continue on persevering for God even though you experience difficulties. Kasi dadating at dadating naman talaga yung mga yan. But if you will not give up, you will find yourselves doing God's business kahit na mahirap. Kahit na mahirap. Okay? Yung last natin. The race set before us may not always seem nice, but if we persevere and continue to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the Lord will show us how, through His power, we can achieve continued success. Hindi madali. Hindi madali yung race. Pwede kang madapa along the way. Pwede kang mahirapan along the way. Pwede kang masaktan along the way. Pero if you will continue on, you will be able to finish it. You will be able to finish it. There was this one race. merong isang racer or runner na very well favored to win the race. Very well favored. Parang sa Olympics, siya na yung iniisip ng lahat na mananalo. Sprint lang. So, when he is about to run, iniisip niya, I can do this and I will win this. Pero it happened that along the way, habang tumatakbo, bigla siyang nagkaroon ng problema sa kanyang paa. At dahil nagka-problema siya sa kanyang paa, iniisip niya, wala, hindi na. Hindi na ako mananalo. So one by one, yung mga kalaban niya na naunahan niya sa simula, nalampasan na rin siya. Nalampasan na rin siya. And he was thinking, hindi na rin ako mananalo because of this. And everyone was thinking, yung mga nakakapanood sa kanya, iniisip na rin, oh, he will not win na. Sayang. Yun na yung iniisip ng iba, sayang. And they were saying, okay na kung hindi na siya magpapatuloy kasi Hirap na yung paa niya eh. Hindi na niya kakayanin. But he stood up. He stood up and he tried to walk kahit limping siya. He tried to walk. Continue on walking. Halos kalahati pa yung kanyang lalakarin. Pero he tried to walk, walk and walk. Kahit na masakit, you can see in the person's face kung gaano siya nasasaktan habang siya naglalakad because of what he suffered. And everyone stood up nung makita yung kanyang effort. Lahat ng mga nanonood stood up. They cheered. Excuse me. They cheered for him. They were shouting. They admire him. Continue on, continue on, continue on. Until he reached the finish line. And when he reached the finish line, he was interviewed. Why did you continue? You know that you will not win. You know that wala na eh, lahat nakatapos na, ikaw na lang. You won't even break the record anymore. You won't even make your own record anymore. Why would you continue to run? Why did you continue on? You know yung sabi nung runner? Because I want to finish the race. You see, my country did not send me here to win. My country sent me here to finish the race. And that's what I want to do. Even though I won't win, I will finish the race. Now sa atin din po ganun. You want to finish the race. Maybe yung iba, they will finish the race in flying colors, right? Yung iba, pag inisip mo, ang nakakatuwa naman itong mga Christians na to. Parang yung nakaka-admire sila, nakaka-inspire yung life nila. Maybe yung life ko hindi ganun katulad nung sa kanila na sobrang ganda. Pero you know what? Your life can be a blessing to others as well if you will continue on persevering and persevering. You won't notice it, pero may mga kaibigan ka maybe na nabe-bless sa buhay mo just because you are not doing the things that you are doing before. Maybe there are people that you don't know looking at you pala and being inspired because they see God in your life without you knowing it. Sometimes ang iniisip natin, yung mga celebrated, yung mga pastors, yung mga church leaders, yung mga theologians, scholars of the Bible, and the likes. Pero simple people, yung mga simple Christians, they can be a blessing to others as well. If you live your life, if you run the race, if you will complete that race, if you will finish it. So I challenge you, young people at this time, continue on, move on. Marami pa kayong ma-experience along the way, pero always remember, when you experience difficulties in life, as a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, go back to this. And just remember, oh, this is what we talked about in camp. We will experience this, but we need to move on. We need to continue on and persevere. Okay? Let us pray. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that once again we were reminded from your words, Lord God, teaching us, O God, that we need to continue on and persevere. Because, Lord, the race set before us is not that easy. The life ahead of us, Lord God, the experiences that we may have are not easy for us. But thank you, Father, for assuring us that we have you in our lives. Just like a boy who trusts his father that he will be caught every time, that he will be helped every time, that he will be assisted and guided every time. Father, help us to have that kind of trust and dependence on you as well. That every time we face difficulties, every time we encounter hardships in life, we know that you are there and we can trust you. And Father, help us to persevere. Because we know by not giving up, we give ourselves a chance to win and to succeed. And we know also that by trusting you, we can be sure of success in life. Father, I pray for these young people. May you be the one to go before them. Help them, Lord God, to see that even though they will experience things that are difficult for them in their lives, maybe now, maybe tomorrow, or maybe in the years to come, but Father, help them to overcome them. Help them to be victorious. Help them to be conquerors.
Help them to continue on and persevere for your glory. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.